All right, Steve, here we go again with you trending in social media. This has been your week, okay? You recently, on your daytime talk show, you talked about sleep versus wealth. This clip is trending. Take a listen to this.
Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't but 24 hours in a day. You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in L.A. and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your ass will sleep. The Bible says he who loves to sleep and the folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night.
Woo!
Why is he mad though? What is he angry about?
Because he's trying to get it through people's
heads. Yes, because sometimes you have to show passion, Tommy. Okay, yeah, sometimes that's what it takes to wake people up sometimes.
Okay,
Come on, Steve, speak for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold up. But why are they mad at that though?
But I guess because of your tone, you sound a bit aggressive to people. You know, I think that's what people are saying.
Hey, let me say something to y'all. Yeah, I'm not apologizing for being passionate.
And you don't
Thank
have
you.
To.
And you,
I'm not looking for an apology.
I'm not apologizing for being passionate. Mm-hmm. I'm not apologizing for trying to help people understand what it really takes. Thank you. I'm not apologizing for that. I don't even understand the internet no more. I don't even care, really, man.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you what. Go on and sleep.
That's what our parents should tell us, Steve.
It's a scripture that says that. That if you love to sleep and the folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night. That's a scripture. What you mad at Steve for? Because I said it loud to you?
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't want to hear it that day?
They didn't like your aggression. You know?
Amen. What do you want me to be? Some little weak punk ass dude? Because I'm not.
I'm grown ass man.
I tell you, hot ass puny come. That's what I said. Wasn't nobody mad about that.
Why it's got to be so hot down there?
Man, I'm telling you right now, that I will not apologize for because that was me trying to get it through people's head.
Exactly.
Let's hear it again. Let's hear it again. Maybe people will understand it.
Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't but 24 hours in a day. You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in L.A. and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your ass will sleep. The Bible says he who loves to sleep and the folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night.
Now let me hear you say that slowly with less aggression.
For what? I ain't finna do that.
I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
I promise you I ain't finna do it.
Get up, because you know... When you were being raised, when you were kids, didn't your parents talk to you about not being lazy?
And that's all you're saying.
You can't be lazy.
Yeah, and you quoted the Bible. I mean, come on. You quoted the Bible. We all were raised like that. We couldn't sleep all day in our parents' house.
Heck no.
We couldn't do that. We just could not do that.
Get up and do something with your life.
I don't care if you're saying. But just get up.
Can I just be honest?
How many hours are you supposed to sleep? I'm confused. I don't know.
When
I'm
supposed to
sleep?
Can I sleep on Saturday? I mean, damn, when can I get some rest? No. I just want to know, can I snore any point in my life? I'm a hustler all day, but when can I get some rest, though?
Just come on.
Tell me how much
hours
I'm supposed to have.
You wouldn't be doing Texarkana, Tommy, if you was...
Right.
Oh, kiss my behind. Ain't nothing wrong with me doing Texarkana. I'm a straight hustler. So you have really lost focus. I'm a hustler, and I'm all over this country hustling. So you can miss me with that, Junior.
You're wrong.
Tommy, he said if you were sleeping, you wouldn't be in Texas.
Right.
That's what he was saying.
Calm down.
He was giving your ignorant ass a compliment.
Yes.
But what is you hollering for?
Because he needed
that's my
see, if
aggression.
You would just stay a little
that's
more calm.
Passion. That's passion.
You need to calm down. Why is you hollering?
I know.
Why don't you go get yourself some more damn rest?
Some people need that.
Ignorant.
You ain't got to apologize to him, Junior. Yeah. I ain't apologize to no damn body. Hey, man, quit listening to me.
Yeah, I just apologize not to give him another compliment. Up next,
the crazy one is up with a prank phone call right after this. Woo!